SheFoundCountry4Radio.com.
Good evening and welcome to She Found Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I just want to welcome you to the show tonight. If you're tuning in tonight, we are on the cusp of a new year. New Year's Eve is upon us, and those of us here at She Found Country with Becky, the team's just taken some time off. We decided to take a little bit of a hiatus and reflect on everything that's happened in the last year and where our show's gone and been and where we're going, and we're just taking a few weeks off. The ladies are taking a break after a long trip in Vegas and the holidays, and I've just said take some time and spend with your family. We've got so many great interviews, and I know that with all those interviews that are out there, not everybody's had the opportunity to listen to them, whether they've gone to the archives or not, which you can do. You can go to shesgonecountry.us and listen to any of our archive shows. Or, of course, we're here every week, Monday at 6 o'clock at blogtalkradio.com. And usually when we're live, you can call in to 347-857-3760 and listen live and join in on the conversation. But for tonight, we are pulling up one of our favorite interviews from the last year. I've come to know this man as Uncle. If you talk to him and we're standing next to each other, he'll let you know he changed my diapers. He's like family to me, and he is a storyteller of storytellers, and he has become, over the last 30, 40 years, the voice of rodeo, and it was just an amazing interview. It was a flip side to see Bob Tallman away from the rodeo arena and just hearing what he has to say and what's on his heart. So we're going to go ahead and replay that tonight. I think it's going to be a blessing to those that are listening on the eve of New Year's Eve, or the custom New Year's Eve, and I just really hope that you're able to just kick back, put up your feet, have a cup of tea or cocoa, and really just enjoy the show. So we're going to take it away, enjoy, and we'll see you next week.
ForRadio.com.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, She's Gone Country with Becky Christensen Phillips.
She's been playing at a room on a strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packed her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country.
evening, everyone, and welcome to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much if you're joining us this evening. I think tonight is going to be just a really fun hour. I think we're all going to be blessed with the guest that's coming on and visiting with us tonight. So I just, again, want to say thank you so much for tuning in. There's a few ways you can find our show each and every week, Monday, and that's by going to blogtalkradio.com/4radio. That's F-O-R-E-R-A-D-I-O. And you can log on to that and click the red boot, and you will be listening to us live via laptop, internet, whichever way you choose to listen to us through the internet. You can also sign up for a free Blog Talk account, and if you do that, you can chat with us in the chat room. You can also, if you missed the show, you can go back and listen to us in the archives on our personal web, just shesgonecountry.us. That's www.shesgonecountry.us. Click the radio show tab, and all our shows are there archived for your listening pleasure and your listening leisure, so be sure to check those out. Want to say real fast thank you to all of our sponsors who, without them, each week I could not do this show. So first and foremost, I want to say thank you to my producer, Maria DiGiovanni, and her platform, which is soulsisterenterprise.com and 4radio.com. Her show sponsors and her radio show sponsors, Higher Sense, the Ambassador Program, and B&B Builders and Remodeling. And then, of course, our show sponsors for our show, Trinity Wellness, TheAccountable.com, Cowboy Up Energy, Living Royal Productions, and Trace Rio Silver. So, folks, we just appreciate you so much for all your support. Joining me tonight is my co-host, Vicki Christensen. Vicki, are you with me tonight?
I am, Becky. Good evening. And I am just so tickled. I can't wait to get this hour just booted off the ground because it's going to be so much fun. What a special guest we have.
We have a very special guest tonight. And Donna Lynn and Cody are off tonight. They are out doing their own personal ventures tonight, but we wish them well, and we'll look forward to having them back on with us in the weeks to come. But Vicki is getting ready to head up north here to my part of the country, and we are headed to the Pendleton Roundup tomorrow, so that should be a really great adventure if we got some fun interviews planned down there. But tonight is a special night, and I've been looking forward to this particular interview for quite some time. We've bounced back and forth on when to bring this special guest on, and he means the world to me. Our audience will know him by you know, his claim. I guess you would say he's known as the voice of rodeo, but to me, he's Uncle Bob. So I want to welcome Bob Tallman to the show. Bob, are you there?
Hello, darling.
Hello,
hello. Hello, hello, hello. Are we,
Uncle Bob?
Are we on the air?
We are live and on the air. Yes, we are. Now, awesome. Here's the thing. You have such a plethora and such a history of broadcasting and announcing and everything it is that is Bob Tallman. And with the wave of the internet, there's a lot of internet radio programs out and about now. Blog Talk, one of those platforms. So we, of course, will have our listeners that call in that are loyal. We have loyal listeners from your neck of the woods down south, and we have even in different countries, from Canada to Mexico to Crete and Greece. They call in and listen from everywhere, as well as log on and listen in the archives. So, with that being said, some of our listeners will know who you are very, very well, but there's going to be listeners that hop onto Blog Talk that won't know who you are, but they'll want to find out a little bit more about the show. So we just ask if you could, we know who you are, but would you spend just a few minutes and give our listening audience just a little bit of background about Bob Tallman?
Well, I have not always recognized the blessings that I've had in the 43 years that I've been in the rodeo business. And the Christensen family and I go back to about 1965. And I was raised in Winnemucca, Nevada. And I went to a one-room schoolhouse till I was in the sixth grade. And raised in the Catholic Church by a very Italian mother and a much more very Italian Swiss grandmother, and on what we would call a buckaroo outfit. Now, when you get to the Christensen country in Oregon, it was lush and green and timber and a whole different atmosphere, but we all come from some of the same roots, basically cow-calf people, horse people, bucking horse people, horse mules, work ethics people. But people who lived a lifestyle of hard work, and the only punishment was a day when you couldn't do your work. And a lot of people don't understand that today ethics in life come from two or three basic foundations. First is having the opportunity of life to reproduce, be reproduced in your parents' wants by the Lord, allowing a life for you to venture into, regardless of birthplace, birthright, being rich or famous, being noted or not, that the last 43 years of my life, I found that the rodeo business, I've never thought rodeo much of a sport because it's a lifestyle. And in the last 20 years, I probably have appreciated and do today, the 20 prior to that of when I bumbled and fumbled through life trying to find my way and figure out what I was going to do and hoping I'd never have to grow up, and I still haven't. And those are, you know, personal treasures that people who talk about something they're passionate about, people who talk about something they love, people who talk, teach, entertain, and share with others what they really know in life, and I think I'm going to keep doing it for a while. So of the rodeos I've been to on three different continents in those four decades plus, the people that I have met, the grocery stores I've gone into, the churches that I've been surrounded by, the people of all colors, kinds, and creeds that I have encountered have left a set of memories that a book would not be able to have enough pages to print it. And about 20 years ago, I'd had all that I wanted about being the guy that they said I was or going to be. And I said, there's got to be a better life. There's got to be a better way to find sanctuary about being me. So I exactly took a hold of that with a dear friend of mine, Matt Tyler, who led me to the altar, of which I said I had been to many times before, but totally confirmed and said, I give my life to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we're going to carry that message across the country and stay hooked to it. So
amen.
That's exactly what we've been doing. And we're not going to back up. We're going to continue rolling, telling our story, and stay alive with the truth, the righteousness, and the ability to share that message with Noches Amigo, my fine Spanish friend, Erasmo Baeza, just pulled up here. They're driving into the ranch. And, by the way, a good man of God, and, of course, of Mexican descent, so he's Catholic. I teach him about it all the time. The thing that I have enjoyed about being me is really the multitude of times that I've tried to run away from being me and found out that being me is a blessing. If I haven't totally confused you yet, let's put it into perspective in this manner. There are so many people that don't understand what a blessing is. And if you'll think about it, it was always biblically and spiritually thought that a child was a blessing. A blessing from heaven, a blessing from God, a blessing to a family, a blessing with a family. And I'm not so sure that my dad, who was bilingual, a professional cusser and screamer and holler, and spoke English quite well, and a little Paiute Indian to go with it, I don't think he ever looked at me as a blessing, even though my mother did, and probably said 10 rosaries a day in and around my presence to make sure that I was spiritually filled and covered in blessings.
Bless
now,
God.
You take all of that kind of upbringing and about 4 million miles of air flight. I have never lost a bag completely. They've been gone for a week or two at a time. That's a blessing. To have lived through that many landings and takeoffs and to have been to some 16,000 rodeo performances, radio, television performances, networks of every kind in the world, in the United States, Canada, Mexico, New Zealand, and Australia, and mix it into an hour, we can't even get started in the first 15 minutes, and you've got to go to a break someplace in there.
And, you know, that's true, but that's okay. It's, you know, it's funny that you're mentioning about, you know, running away from yourself, because Marie and I were having that conversation about 8 o'clock this morning after I texted you about how we continually try to run from ourselves when God just says,
Oh, yeah. You
just be you. Just be you.
Yep. That's it.
So you can't prepare
for this kind of conversation with rhetoric. You can't prepare for it with script. You can't prepare tomorrow if you were confused about today. So if you live life to its fullest, work as hard as you possibly can, regardless of what you do, but work as hard at it as you can ethically, logically, and spiritually, it's amazing the profit you'll have at the end of the day. And don't put your hand in your pocket to count your money. There's so much more, so much more about the profit of today if you did something good for someone else. And, you know, just pick a lifestyle. What did you do today? Did you make somebody smile? Did you make them slow down and think? Did you give somebody a reason to be positive rather than negative? Did you give them profit by your mere existence in their presence? Did you share a spiritual word? And you know, a lot of people today run from the Spirit. A lot of people run from the teachings because they know that if they abide by what some people want you to hear, it's going to change their lifestyle.
You know,
they're going
Bob,
to... It's frightening. And so you have to be careful how you lay it out.
Well, and with that, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we're gonna go a little bit further into that when we get back. So, folks, we're gonna have a station identification. Please stay with us, and we'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Since 1997, Tresrio Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tresrio Silver, Llano, Texas.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much tonight. I know we've got listeners calling in from all over, and we've got those that are streaming online, and I just appreciate you tonight. We're very honored with our guest tonight, and with us, joining me as my host, and we have our guest co-host on, I have Vicki Christensen and Donalyn Quintana. Donalyn, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me all right?
I sure can. I'm so glad you were able to make it. I know you were scheduled to have a couple weeks off, but we all love our guests so much. I just want to make sure you had an opportunity to hop on tonight.
Well, you know what? I want to sit back and listen to Christian Brothers' stories because I know he'll really articulate that well. But hi, Bob. I wanted to say something about leaving a legacy. You know, for Western Wishes, our motto is leaving a legacy of goodwill, the cowboy way. And I'm working on the Jody Ledbetter story right now for our 20th anniversary book. And people won't know about this until they read it. But Bob, it was the first NFR wish we did, and it was a very terminal bull rider boy. Do you remember that, Jody Ledbetter?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, on the stage at the Gold Coast Hotel.
That was, you know, people have seen that video, and they have said, oh, my gosh, if you had the world-class screenwriter to script something, nobody could do it better. It was the most beautiful thing that you said, and I'm anxious to go back to that video and write it out because it was amazing. But did was nothing short of just such a blessing, and I think people are going to enjoy that story. So you're the one. You're the one that has made that dream come true for that boy because we didn't get clearance from anyone, and it just happened. And
Clearance. Why should you even ask for clearance?
I was just going to say, Uncle Bob has something to say about a few clearance and credentials.
The only clearance that I ask for is the Holy Spirit, and the heck with the clearance.
There's a bronze that we gave Bob that has a saying on it. It was JJ, my son, did a bronze hat with a halo on it, and it says, those who give of themselves to others live within the hearts of those they've touched, and it couldn't be truer. Could not be truer.
And that bronze sits in my front room today, and as I go by it, I spin that hat on the pedestal quite often.
I'll tell JJ that. That's just like the classic Western Wishes story. That thank you so much. What a blessing. And I'm going to sit back and listen to Christian Brothers' stories because I know you'll tell them well.
Well, during the break, I didn't want to hang up, but I'm on my cell phone sitting at the north end of the ranch, and I'm watching a full moon rise in the east over the top of some 7-foot pampas grass. They're in full bloom. And you have got, I'd like to, but when we go to the next break, I'm going to try to take a picture, Becky, and I'm going to text this picture to you, and you can explain to the people what I'm seeing. I don't know if you can transform it or put it online or whatever, but if you could see what I'm watching right now, it's absolutely amazing.
I will put it on there for you, and I will.
This is something that it needs to be shared. Okay, I could be in Nebraska, New York. I could be in Saskatchewan or here in Texas. I could be in Australia. I could be anywhere in the world. But the moment to see the fringe top of these pampas grass blooms with that deep white-yellow moon behind them, and to look at a full moon, you know, Halloween has been celebrated for centuries because of the full moon and the witch. And what would it have been if they'd have put an angel instead of a witch in a broom flying through the air? What would that have done for somebody? You have to think of the connotations of life and how these things work and why people have done what they've done and why tradition has kept people using those same insignias or those same, icons for all that time. And I guess the cow that jumped over the moon was more exciting than, you know, an angel flying through the whiteness of the night because of its light or something like that. But I wandered off in the first segment of the show with you tonight.
That's okay.
There's a blessing just pulled up. My beautiful daughter, Nicole. Coming to steal our granddaughter away. Oh, you're leaving her? Oh. Well, I'm on the phone with Becky Christensen and Vicki and Donna Lynn. So,
Bob, I want to interrupt you for just a minute, and I want to just kind of let our listeners know, just so if there's some new listeners out, She's Gone Country with Becky is something that has been birthed out of just some time with the Lord, and it was really put on my heart that we needed to empower everyday cowboys and cowgirls who love God, who love country, who love the Western way of life, to really inspire and educate those who don't know that way of life. But I've also found that it's really becoming a way to bridge the gap in the generations. And as I sit here and I look at a picture, even as I look at a picture of the generations from my grandfather to my dad to my brother and so on and so forth, there's a generation, and there's a breakdown in the generations. And so I've been wanting to use this platform to do whatever it is to bless those that have a message. And, Bob, you definitely, I know, have a message. And I know that we are not a nonprofit because we don't want our voice silenced. We don't ever want to be told we can't say we love God. And so that's why, you know, some weeks our listeners, you know, and our guests, we just visit. We visit about whatever's on their heart and whatever they want to share. So tonight is all about wherever the Lord leads, so that's why it doesn't really have to have a form or a direction. This is just an hour of sharing and letting our hearts out before our audience and really show our audience why we love to grow up and be the way we are, which is the Western way of life, so that we can keep that heart of the American cowboy alive.
That's a big want. That's a big want. When your population is less than a pinhead, when the past is somewhat forgotten because there's not enough of it archived. It used to be popular for little boys to want to grow up and be firemen and cowboys and wear a pistol, and society has somewhat shunned that and taken it away. But let me explain to you about a cowboy. Cowboy is not necessarily a person or a man. It's a lifestyle. A cowboy is an individual who wants to do it alone because of personal satisfaction. A cowboy could be a biker, could be a tower painter, could be a crop duster. It's something that you do alone, whether it be in private or in public. A cowboy is a way to, it's a means to an end. It's an end to a means. A cowboy is a way of life. And today, especially in the East, the farther east and north you go, cowboys, they don't see many John Wayne movies made anymore. Well, was John Wayne the perfect cowboy? Not necessarily, but at a certain time, he and Ben Johnson and Audie Murphy and people like that that have been forgotten were cowboys because they stood up for values. They wanted to do it their way. They were not afraid to be alone. They were not afraid to speak their mind. They were not afraid to share their peace. And they were not afraid to cry. Today, we raise our kids to be individuals in groups. We teach our kids that they can excel in team, not always as an individual. And children that are raised in a spiritual household, children that are raised with an opportunity to know that the Lord is their best friend forever and ever and ever, and that they will never be alone. These are children that are not afraid of the dark. They don't need a nightlight to go out in the backyard. These are children that are not afraid to step up in class and ask a question and or be heard. Children today that need blessings are the children who've been defied the opportunity to have the individual rights of the cowboy, to be, there's so many people that want kids to be the perfect child. Well, the perfect child is a child that cries, a child that needs love, a child that will share love, a child that will share his or her things. A perfect child is a child that knows God and says, praise the Lord or thank you. A child that is raised with even the slightest spiritual memorabilia around them that lets them ask questions. And a child that is told that there is no spirit, there is no Holy Spirit, there is no God. A child like that will have a hole in them till the day they perish. And we in a Western lifestyle have had so many blessings of being out in the dark without a nightlight, looking at the moon that's full tonight, looking through the dark to see goodness, not have fear of what you can't see. Because once people have committed their life to Jesus Christ, they're free, free of fear, have continued peace. They seem to be prevalent about stepping out and sharing goodness. It could be about a new truck, a new tractor, a new piece of ground, a new opportunity. And nowhere in there is the mention of profit needed. Because if you have the Lord in your life, you are rich. And rich means you not need any profit. Rich means that you're fulfilled. Rich means that your cup runneth over. Rich means that you can brave it alone. You can brave it hungry. People today don't understand the hunger in a child's body that's malnourished. People don't understand the hunger in his or her heart because he hasn't been or will never be loved. Those kind of children have to have the fortitude to stand and live and survive, and they will find the Lord and stay in that lifestyle more than those that have had the Lord shoved down their throat since they were big enough to listen. You make me mad, all of the people of the world. And you think about our Western lifestyle. I don't know if it's perfect or not, but it's so dang close to it that it looks awful good. And take profit out of it. If you have that lifestyle, you're rich. If you have the Lord, you're bountiful. But if you have that in both cases and you don't share it, you've stolen it. When you have it, share it. I don't pray or preach or talk about religion or organized religion much anymore at a rodeo. And I'm not much on going to a rodeo that tells me I can't pray or that we don't have prayer. And maybe in the next segment we can get into that. But in the last few years, I have based my desires on something so much bigger that you can't buy at Cabela's, you can't get it at Costco, you can't get it at Albertsons, you can't get it at Safeway, you can't get it at the shoe store or the dress store, you can't get it online. It's called faith. And faith is the foundation of the survival of those who will survive in the world. And if you can have faith, only comes from one place, our Lord and Savior. If you can share faith, you can strengthen people's lives. If you can believe in stronger faith, you can become a leader amongst men and women. And if you have faith, no matter how great or not your education might be, you will sustain the perils of each and every day. Faithless people die a horrible death. And you know what they die from? Loneliness. No faith is a pit that can't be filled. And when we get a chance to come back or in the next segment, I'll tell you more of my feeling about that and about a show that Coy Huffman, the Reverend, and I did online in Bellingham, Washington, last May. And I guess I ruffled some people's feathers because you see lots of signs about he has risen, he is coming. Well, I totally believe that he has risen. He rolled a rock out of there by himself. And my six-year-old grandson can tell you about the persecution, the resurrection, vividly. But that's his choice because he was raised with faith. And I said to people who say he is coming, you're blind. You don't have faith because he is not coming. He's here. He's everywhere. But if he's not in you, by your faith, then you're alone. Right.
Well, Bob, this is Vicki, and you know, I just enjoy this so much. I mean, faith can move mountains, and the joy and wonderment in a child's eyes, and when they're opened and they have a love for the Lord and that's instilled in them, they appreciate all these things that we take. You know, I used to always say, oh, you know, it's just every day was an ordinary day. And as I grow older, I look back and it was an extraordinary day. It was a wonderful day.
Yes.
Filled with with yes. many smiles and blessings. But we want to hear this story about you and Coy in this program. And if we ruffle feathers, well, you know what? Good for us. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Mr. Bob Tolman.
ForRadio.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org. Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much if you're able to tune in and join the show with us this evening. If you're not, and somebody that you know has told you to take a listen, be sure you go to our website, shesgonecountry.us, and click the radio show link page and listen to us in the archives. I think tonight you will truly be blessed. We have been honored and ourselves blessed by having time with Mr. Bob Tolman, who we all know and love so much. Bob has been Uncle Bob to me since I can remember. As long as I remember rodeo, I remember Bob Tolman. So he is like family to me, and I just say thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, Bob. I appreciate it. I'm just enthralled. It's like listening. It's like sitting and being a kid, sitting around the fire, listening to a really good story. That's what it's like visiting with you on the show tonight. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, my dear. You know, I remember you kids, all of you, and your mother and your aunt and your dad and your uncle and your grandparents like they were my own. And if you didn't come to the house when you came to the ranch, boy, Grandma would be upset because their generation was a generation of people that their job was to wash and clean and cook and darn socks. Today we just throw them away and go to Costco and get some more. And we've become a wasteful society, and the worst thing we waste is time. And when you waste time, you waste faith. Because if you don't have faith in the time that you're given, from the time you get up in the morning when your feet hit the floor to the time when you put them under the sheets at night and lay down to sleep, you've wasted the most precious gift that we have, time. It's a great four-letter word. People don't use it as often, but they want to know what time it is. So how much more time do they have? Time's a non-renewable natural resource. And if you've wasted an hour today, it's okay. Try harder tomorrow. But if you waste an hour a day for the next 10 days of your life, you've wasted an entire waking day. You don't get that back. And you can't, you know, go to the pharmacy and get a pill that will give you time. You can't go to the doctor and have an operation that will give you time. Now, a lot of people think that your time on earth can be, you know, extended because of pharmaceutical aids and operations. But the time you have, if you don't do anything with that time but be quiet and think, God will come find you. I promise. And in that time frame, the sharing is immense. A couple of 3 months ago, Brian Bond is our family's resident pastor at Greenwood Baptist Church in Weatherford, Texas. He stands about 6'5", weighs 400 pounds. He's the father of three, he and his wife Carrie are parents of three adopted children, because the Lord didn't see time, faith, and assurance to have them have children. And so they adopted children. At the age of 42, they got their last one. They have a special needs child.
That's
to me, as
That's a challenge.
Oh, honey. And then take all the kids in the nursery, where my daughter and son-in-law are nursery parents in the church, and take all of the youth. I'm a big supporter of youth ministries around the country because there's so many young people that nobody gave them any time. Nobody shared how to attain faith. Nobody shared with them the prophets of faith and what faith can do for you. And I think youth ministries are really important because it's a branding. At a certain age where children need strength, they need something to get a hold of. They got to have some meat in their hand when they grasp it. And if they don't get it at home, they'll get it with other kids their age. And when they see kids profit by having faith, then their time will be expanded in life. Their profits will be more real, and keep monetary value out of the profits. The profits are knowing that you have a faith-based foundation, that your feet are planted, and that the spirit that you breathe in will come out tenfold. So when you think about the gifts, they're out there. And there's probably somebody saying, you know, I drive by this church every day. I've never gone to church. I'm afraid of going in there because somebody's going to tell me I'm a sinner. Get over it. Build a bridge and get over it. You're going to go on with that hole in your heart? I mean, you're sucking mud with that kind of an attitude.
And it's good company because we're all sinners.
Every moment, every day, the greatest spiritual leaders in the world have thoughts that are sinful. They have acts that are sinful. Now, are some forgiven? No, all forgiven. But none will be forgiven if you don't have faith in the Lord, because you will not know where to go next once you've asked for forgiveness. Is there a chance you'll sin again in that same respect? You betcha. How many chances of doing it a third time? Less. A fourth time? Maybe never. A fifth time? Forgotten. Go on and become a faithful standing servant and get your life together. Walk in that place. Churches are just bricks and sticks. Some have got peaked windows, some have got colored windows, some don't have very big windows. Churches are places where people gather to find faith. Now, can you get it online? Yep. Can you buy it in the store? Nope. Does it come in a package, a box, a can, a bucket? No. It comes in raising your hand and opening your hand to the Lord. If you'll think about something, and a lot of people have not seen an old-fashioned crucifix with our Lord and Savior strapped to it and spiked, with a crown of thorns around his head and his head bowed in the last exhausting moments of his mortal life at the age of 33. Whipped, beaten, struck down, drugged, nailed to a cross. When they stood that cross, there was only one last moment's message that he gave to the world, and he shared with his spiritual father. His hands were open, dripping of blood, nailed to a cross. His palms were up, his feet were crossed, and nailed at the bottom. His eyes, even though his head was bowed, his eyes were up. How do you find that faith? Well, the Holy Spirit will give it to you. If you'll open your hand right now, wherever you are, in public, in private, in light, or in darkness, in water or on land, if you'll open your hands and hold them out, you're like a catcher waiting for the next pitch. And the only pitch you're going to receive is faith from the Holy Spirit. I've asked tens of thousands of people to do this. Open
Amen.
Your hands, raise them up, and receive. Oh, by the way, you're not going to get a bill online or in the mail. The only price you pay is taking the time to go through the motions. And the next time you feel a hole in your heart and you need some more, raise your hand. Now, I've been in some pretty good holy roller churches where I've seen people tip over backwards, raising their hand, singing in tongues. You know what? If that's what makes their life complete, go for it. But if you don't raise your hand and ask for the Holy Spirit to give you a blessing of faith, you're losing out. And again, may I say, it's free. Without faith, you're empty.
Amen. It's so true. And it's the size of a mustard seed, so it's not real hard to catch. Just got to open it up and receive it.
Have you ever seen a mustard seed? You know how small they are? Whoa.
Tiny. Tiny, tiny. And that's all the faith God asks
you
to have.
Well, it takes a truckload to make a pound.
It does. So tiny. Just a speck. Well,
where are we
in
the show? How much time do we have before you go to break again?
We got about 60 seconds. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. You think,
Is this the second segment or the third?
We'll be taking our third break, and then we'll be coming back with about 10 minutes left on the show. And
we just got started.
I know. You're going to have to just be a regular on our show, Uncle Bob.
Been trying to do this, Beck. We've been trying to do this for 2 or 3 months.
you're a busy guy.
I'm pretty private, except for my public life. And you never know, online or on air, and I've had syndicated radio shows and done a lot of television, really how many viewers you really have and how many of them really are listening or paying attention. How many of them will be satisfied when the visit's over? And you have to look at it that if there is one person, one soul, one individual that hears us and goes, I'm walking into that box of bricks and sticks. I'm going to go in there and find me some faith. If there's one person that's been wavering about going, yo, I am so sick of being sick, and I am ready to give up being sick. I didn't say you're going to get rich. You're not going to be famous. You'll become a part of the many millions of, multitudes that have a better life. Well, I've never signed a job interview or I've never gone for employment when they promised me that I'd have a better life. They promised me I'd make $2 or $10 or $100. And from that, you take the check. And from that, you divvy it up. And you pay the bills. This is a check that's everlasting. So simple.
Amen. Amen. And Uncle Bob, with that, we're going to take our last commercial break before the hour's up and come back and spend a few more minutes with you. So, listeners, please stay tuned. We will be right back with She's Gone Country with Becky and Bob Coleman.
ForRadio.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Phillips. And joining me tonight is my co-host, Vicki Christensen, and my guest co-host, Donalyn Santana. And we have been honored to spend the hour with a family friend and a very public figure that our audience knows very well, and that's Bob Coleman. And Bob, thank you so much for the last, 45 minutes and segments you spent with us. It's like story time for us, and I love it. I do know that we probably have some callers calling in right now, and if there's any callers that want to pop on in the last few minutes, all you have to do is press 1,
and go into the host queue, and Maria will let us know you're there if you have anything you want to visit with Bob about. We've got about 10 minutes left. And I know, Bob, actually, I believe my dad is listening on the line. I don't know if he's actually plugged in and muted in to say hello, but I do know he's listening, just so you know.
Awesome.
Awesome.
You can't be perfect for the world until you've been perfect for one. And once that you have satisfied one, can satisfy the masses. And a lot of people are afraid when they're challenged by themselves or someone else to try to satisfy one. And you will satisfy the Lord by having faith. That's the one that counts. After that, they're just people. We're all the same. And if someone tonight's been listening and they could find that moment, turn your hands up, reach out, get it. And then when you get it, don't hoard it, don't hide it, share it. And once you've established that faith foundation in your own body, your own mind, people will see it. They'll ask you for it. What makes you happy? What makes you smile? Why are you so satisfied? They'll find a way to work it out of you. You got to do it.
You know, and there's a lot of healing in that when you finally get to that place where you are in an audience of one, and that is all that matters to you. Quick, Bob, my dad is on the line. He actually popped on, so I'm going to let him. Bobby, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Bobby, where are you?
RM, hello.
Do you know how long it's been since somebody has called me that?
Bobby, quite a while.
That's so. How are you, my friend?
Oh, just fine. Just being Bobby, you know me.
I know. You know, we talked briefly about, I guess, the olden days, and a lot of people would think that, Bobby, you and I are ancient. But when you think about your dad and mom, and you think about grandma, and you think about Uncle Hank, you think about people that lived so long, so well, so brave before we were there, and they let us mess up our own way, you know, when we had time to do it. And I can remember your family, the older generation of them, when we did something that was not pleasing to them, it was the look that you got that would make you think, oh, my God. It was the look that would make you change your rhetoric. It was the look that would make you change your manners. And now, if you're in my job, Bobby, to make sure we look at these kids and grandkids, and if we live long enough to have great-grandchildren, that we look at them in that same fashion, to go, you better get it together.
Well, I think there's people in my house looking at me sometimes, Robert.
I know they are.
My dad passed. We talk about them all the time here with my wife and I. And, you know, we're happy and getting along good. And it's nice to hear you, and I'm glad you sound good.
Oh, I feel awesome. I'm blessed beyond. You know, my dad passed about 6 years ago, and he'd been gone for a couple of years. Before I got comfortable with the fact that I know that there are things that I still do that he's not happy about me doing them.
Yeah, but that's you,
and,
Robert.
Yeah, he always wanted me to do what he did. And he found it quite defiant for many years when I first left home and said, I'm going out in the country. I'm going to go do my thing. And I think it hurt his feelings a little, but he was more defiant to the fact that I did not let him lead me into adulthood. So before he died, I made sure that I made my peace with him. And he was about 3/8 Indian, and in his last 9 days of life was during the Cow Palace. And that was the first time that I'd ever missed it in about 30 years. And I sat with him day and night, and in his final breaths, that was my main concern. He was at peace with all of us, and it was okay for him to leave us, and that we would go ahead and share the teachings that he'd given us with our kids and grandkids.
Well, I know, and Robert, that
he didn't say it, but I know that he knew that.
Yeah. Well, I know when my dad sent, and it only happened once or twice, sent Uncle Henry to talk to me, that I had probably been pretty bad. But you know, I lost two good friends when those gentlemen passed, and I didn't realize how good friends I had until they were gone. But that's
why. Well, they gave us a chance, Bobby, to be ourselves, and they knew that they didn't have total control over us 24/7, but they gave us something. And early on in the show, as I'm visiting with Donna Lynn and Vicki and Becky, is that we're all raised with the same aptitude, and you choose your attitude on how you're going to develop that. And being successful doesn't mean that you're rich. I know a lot of rich people. I mean, they're wealthy, and they're lonely. They don't have much at the end of the day to look back on. And I know a lot of poor people, some of them nearly destitute, that are rich because they have the blessing of the time they spent that day with each other in prayer, in giving thanks, and they're rich. Whereas people that don't have that faith-based foundation, they're not whole. That's just the way I look at it. I'm not saying I'm right. I don't know if I'm wrong. But I know that life at our age today is a whole lot easier to live.
Well, Robert,
if
they
you
say,
have that strength.
You know, Robert, the old saying is, you know, people that are rich, you can't take it with you. But I know one thing. You can take your life with you when you go, and your memories and,
you
and what you've done and your faith. So there you go.
Well, if you leave some faith, you've helped somebody build a foundation because of your mere existence.
Well, I can tell you what, I am truly blessed by, one, Dad, you coming on and visiting, and Bob, you being here with us this hour. It's just, it blesses my heart because it's really truly what this is all about. It's just, I mean, we have generations on the phone, and I know a lot of the listeners may not know the generations, but there's generations on this line, and it's all about the history and, as you said, Uncle Bob, the foundation. And I think every one of you has left a foundation for my generation and the generations ahead. And I think it's just a matter of grabbing onto it. And we have about 2 minutes till we got to close out. So I am just going to say at this point, I don't know if Aunt Vicki or Donalyn has anything else to close out, but I just want to say, Uncle Bob, I love
Donalyn's
you, Dad. I love
taking
you.
Notes.
Yeah, I've been taking notes. I have.
Bobby T, I love you.
I love you too, RM. Behave yourself. Take care and keep the faith, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Dad, I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Bob. This is Vicki, and we will be back. We'll be back over there at the Gold Coast bowling with you. Us girls have been practicing.
Awesome.
I'm giving everyone a heads up.
Oh, my God. That's a blessing. We're sharing our time and our efforts, and that's a blessing for a lot of kids that can really
Absolutely.
Use it. But if you don't mind closing in prayer for a moment.
Wonderful.
Those of you that have listened a little or listened a lot, prayer be tonight for peace in the world, where today there is very little. Let the prayer be tonight for understanding of other people's property. Let the prayer be tonight to understand that it's okay to have a difference of opinion, that we, as mortals, are not always right. And for those of you that need faith, hold your hands and let the Holy Spirit bring to you. You won't get a bill, but the profit you'll have will be immense. In my
amen.
Lord and Savior's name, in Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Bob, we love you. Aunt Vic,
thank
I'm going to let you close it out.
All righty, Bob. Thank you so much. Like Becky said, we love you. Donna Lynn, so happy you could hop on this evening. We're going to close out this evening. It's been a blessing. And Crystal Lyons and Cowgirl Logic. Crystal always has a special message for us. Good night, everyone. God bless.
Crystal Lyons here. Have you noticed that everywhere you look, there's advertisements about finding the man of your dreams? Oh, please. Well, let me tell you, single ladies, I found a simple solution to the problem of finding that stud who is solid, stable, and trustworthy. I did so by accident. I invested in a stud finder. Yep. $19.95, girls, and your problems are solved. This little gadget lights up and blinks when you're getting close to one and gives you a clear tone once you've found one for sure. What else could a girl want? Well, this is how it works. See, you stick the stud finder in your purse and take it wherever you're going. And when you're at a place where single guys are standing around thick as fleas on a dog, just pull out your little stud finder and hold it up close to the guy. If it doesn't give you that good, solid sound to indicate a well-placed stud, move on, girl, move on. I'm telling you, this could revolutionize the dating scene. No more guesswork. I'm serious, girl. Ace Hardware, $19.95, problem solved. Well, there is another option that we could discuss, but seriously, it's much harder. Every single person could simply seek after the Lord and keep themselves pure until He assures you that this one before you is the one. Get married doing it God's way. But if you don't want to pay that kind of price for a relationship that will last, you can always fall back on the stud finder. Quick fix gadgets. Don't you just love them? I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hi, I'm Deborah Osborne with Coldwell Banker Beachside. Before you do anything else, call 1-800-710-0260 extension 15, where you will hear a detailed recording on how I can sell your home faster and for more money than any other agent. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-710-0260 extension 15. Call now and let's get you packing.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.